What's up, you guys? I am literally just getting in my truck because I just got off of work. And, oh, that's gonna be annoying as fuck. Sorry. Oh, it's hot. It's so hot. I don't know how hot it is, but it's, let's see. It's currently 95 degrees. So, basically, what, 34 Celsius? Anyways, I had to stay an extra hour because, oh, I need to get back hold of this. It's going to do that annoying dinging thing. Yeah, I had to stay an extra hour because this lady was sick and she was going to be working until 3 to cover for her daughter, but then her daughter ended up showing up early. So I get to leave an hour early. So it's kind of like, I don't like the whole back and forth thing. Also, God, it's hot. It's slightly annoying because then it's not really consistent. Oh, so I need to text that I'm leaving work early. Let's see. Got to leave work early. Anyway, sorry about that. But wait, what do I have alerts from? Someone messaged me. I'll have to get back to them later. Sorry. Anyways. Yeah, so. The whole back and forth thing. Also, oh, I don't know what that was. Oh, I think my thing just slid. I didn't pack a lunch because I was going to leave at 1 and I was going to eat when I get home because I have sushi at home. But then I was like, yeah, I'll stay because it's, you know, extra money and everything. But all I had were gummy bears. And Pringles. So I ate way too many gummy bears and now my stomach hurts. But yeah. Anyways, I just need to drink water to get all that sugar out. I think that's why it's just too much sugar for me. Anyways, it's so funny. Sorry, you're gonna hear, my truck's really humid and so I bought this like damp grid hanging thing that most people hang in their closets, but I saw you can hang it in your car, and so you're gonna hear that sliding around. Unfortunately, hopefully it's not that annoying. Just like I have my AC turned up. Anywho, yeah, it's us saying it's funny because I look like a total cheerleader today. I'm wearing my black workout shorts and one of my old high school t-shirts that's blue and black, and then I have a blue and black sparkly bow in my hair and a high ponytail. So, you know, standard like off cheerleading day. Yeah, pretty funny. Anyways, I thought maybe you would like to know what I'm wearing, and then I'm just wearing regular bra and panties. So yeah, and my Nike tennis shoes. But yeah, so too many gummy bears, guys. Too many gummy bears. What was I gonna say? I need to watch. I'm so glad I'm almost done catching up on all the Marvel movies. I can't remember. I saw my cousin yesterday, and so I was talking to her about it, and so that's why I have a really hard time remembering what I talk about with who, and so I don't remember if I had, like, brought this up, talking about it with y'all or not, but I'm trying to catch up on all the Marvel movies because I haven't seen them all, but then it's annoying because I've seen the newer ones, and then they, like, refer to events that have happened that I don't know about, and if you go to, like, the Marvel movie Wikipedia, they have, like, the 3 phases. And I'm in phase 2 still, but it's the Ant-Man, I believe, is the last one that I have to see for phase 2. And then I need to watch Civil War. And I think that catches me up. Because I think the last ones, it's Ant-Man, Civil War, and then Doctor Strange, which I've seen, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which I've seen, and Spider-Man Homecoming, which I've seen. So, yeah. But it's kind of cool seeing some of the newer ones, just because watching the older ones, when they refer to the newer ones, like it's going to be an upcoming thing, it's really neat how Marvel is so intertwined with all of their movies. I think it's absolutely amazing. So I feel like if you've seen the newer ones, then you should go back and rewatch the older ones, because you'll catch stuff that maybe you wouldn't have noticed before, like in Winter Soldier. Yeah, Captain America, Winter Soldier. And they're talking about how they've made the algorithm in order to determine whether or not a person will be a problem, past, present, or future. And the guy, I can't remember the character's name, but he mentions Stephen Strange, which, in, you know, when you're, unless you've seen the, unless you read the comics, I guess if you read the comics, then you know everything already, but, you know, watching Captain America Winter Soldier, well, you have no idea who's Stephen Strange, you know, like, that name means nothing to you, and then, you know, by the time how many years later Doctor Strange comes out, you know what I mean, you may not realize the significance, but I thought that was really cool, because I was like, what? And I asked my friend, because he's in some of the comics and the movies, and I think he said the guy who's pretty much in charge of making sure that all of that happens is Kevin Feige. I think it's like F, it's either I-E or I-E or E-I-G-E, I don't know how to say last name. I'm terrible with pronouncing names, like absolutely terrible at pronouncing names. Some of the kids I work with, I've had to ask them to repeat their name to me like 17,000 times, just because I don't want to mess it up if it's a pronunciation that I'm not used to, because I wouldn't want someone to mispronounce my name, not that it's that hard to miss. I have a pretty generic name, I feel. But yeah, I mean, Blondie is just so generic, right, guys? But yeah, anyways, work was fun today. We had quite a few kids. It was really loud, and then the lady who I don't like was working, and she's kind of annoying, and then we had the fire alarm went off at the school for no apparent reason, and so we had to wait for the police to show up to turn it off. But of course, like, it freaked out the kids, and so we had to evacuate the building to be safe. And the lady who I work with was like, I walked around, there's no fire. But at the same time, I don't think she walked around the actual school, the whole entire school, because it's two stories, and she was way too fast. Yeah, so I'm just on my way home. But I told my friend, because he really likes Ant-Man, that I would wait and watch it with him. So that'll have to wait until tonight. So I may just watch some sappy movie this afternoon. I really need to edit. Oh my god, I have the Sneaky series audio, and I was trying to edit last night, and my internet was being a bitch and not wanting to let me download anything on my computer. And so I wasn't able to edit last night. So I'll see about that. But then I also want to watch this movie that's kind of new, called The Zookeeper's Wife, and it looks like a pretty sappy story to me, so I'll probably like it. It's been a while since I've actually seen a, like, sappy girl movie. Not that, like, sorry to be generic if y'all don't like me calling it those terms, but I don't usually like those romantic movies and stuff like that, like the Hallmark Channel, like, it has to be actually interesting in order for me to catch on. But if you watch the Hallmark Channel enough, which I watch it, sometimes my mom gets me to sit down there and, like, watch it with her. So I've seen enough seen enough Hallmark movies to know that it's basically the same exact storyline, just, like, a different situation. You know, it's really annoying. It's like, get creative, people, come on. So, yeah, don't watch a lot of romantic stuff. I've never seen The Notebook. I've never seen The Titanic all the way through. I've never seen... I didn't watch Dear John for a reason. that I can't talk about with y'all, unfortunately. But no, didn't watch that. It's stupid. And I can't remember. There's like this other movie. I can't remember right now. I didn't even like 50 First Dates that much. And I mean, I had Adam Sandler in it. So yeah, but no, I just, the premise, I don't know. I just, maybe I'm cold hearted. But if it's like a dog movie, I will cry my eyes out because I love animals so much. So like Hachi, A Dog's Tale, which is based off of a true story, breaks my heart. A Dog's Purpose, which I read the book and cried my eyes out, so I knew I was going to cry during the movie, which I did the first time. What movie was I watching with someone and I started crying because I couldn't, I've gone to where I don't cry that often, which is a good thing, but then, like, that's why sometimes, like, when a movie really gets me right in the heart, it's kind of hard. Who are we watching, like, Remember the Titans, I think is what we were watching. Oh, yeah, I think that's what it was. I ended up crying. Football movie, of course, you know, Texan, I would. The Blind Side, I love. Oh, thanks for a turn signal, dude. Hook up your trailer. Sorry, this dude is hauling a trailer in front of me and decided to turn, but he didn't have his lights hooked up to his trailer, which I don't think is technically illegal, but it's very unsafe, because then I don't know what the fuck he's doing. You can't even tell he's braking, like, none of his lights were hooked up. Very frustrating. Oh, and this traffic pattern is shit, so I have to sit here and wait for this light, or not light, but wait for me to make my turn. Anyways. Oh, also, eating too many gummy bears, I really need, I'm just going to turn off another person, I don't really care. Need to get back into conditioning, because yo girl has not been working out like she needs to be. Ugh. We'll see if I start that. I'll probably work out this evening. Yeah. Or maybe while I'm watching the movie, because I don't really care. I can do that. I could do that. It'll depend. We'll see. We'll see what ends up happening. I'll try to keep you updated on that. Also, if you listen to all my stuff, I'm going to briefly talk about this because I'm almost home. Yo girl is broke as hell and trying to pay for college. And there are a lot of people on Reddit who are willing to pay for a lot of things. So, I have seriously been considering, although I need to do more research into it, either making a Patreon or, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but I don't think this is going to happen because I just, from what I'm seeing, and I don't even know about a Patreon, I'd have to look, because currently my parents do my taxes, but with some of these money-making endeavors, you have to report it to the IRS because you are making money off of it. It is becoming a business in a sense. So I don't know if I can actually do it, but it's been brought up in my mind, and if I had to, I might need to start doing my own taxes or come up with an excuse to not let my parents do my taxes. And even the same, I wouldn't even trust the same guy because, like, it's the same guy who does all of my family's taxes, and I wouldn't even trust him to do mine individually just because I'd be afraid of what he would say to my parents. Also because he's, like, known the family, I feel like it'd be really awkward for me to be talking to him about the certain things that I'd be doing. And so I'd rather go to some stranger who would be my accountant or whatever tax person. So, yes, and I'm home. So, if you have any input or ideas or support or non-support, whatever, I don't really care, please, probably private message me about this. Okay? Because that's probably what I would like instead of comments. That's just what I'd appreciate. Okay. Thank you so much, guys, for listening and putting up with me. I really appreciate it. But I am now home. And, yep. Okay, bye, guys.